Floods Expose the West's Hubris by Clara Nugent. Pia Negro's family has lived in a castle in Erfstadt in western Germany for 300 years. They have spent the past 30 years restoring it to its former glory, but they left it in minutes on July 15th, evacuating at around 4 a.m. as the worst floods to hit the country in centuries rushed toward their home. We couldn't bring anything, not the very old furniture, not even photos that are highly emotional, just our phones, says Negro, 32. The castle's 40 inhabitants, including Negro's family and renters, had spent the previous day moving furniture to higher floors and went to bed that night once the rains had stopped. But as they slept, muddy waters continued to rise in two nearby rivers. Soon after the residents evacuated, the castle and surrounding village were submerged almost entirely. What's left of the building remains inaccessible, Negro says. We are just in shock that something like this can happen to our home. Accustomed to a mild climate, rarely troubled by extremes of weather, many in northwestern Europe hadn't anticipated just how bad the floods would be. From July 14th to July 15th, as much as 7 inches of rain fell on parts of the western German states Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia, roughly double the normal rainfall for the whole of July, overwhelming riverbanks and sweeping away entire buildings. At least 170 people died in Germany and 31 in Belgium. Scores are missing. The German language has no words, I think, for the devastation, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said as she surveyed the damage in Schuld, a village on the River Aare. It will need them. As a result of climate factors and a lack of resources, developing countries have long borne the brunt of extreme weather events. In Madagascar, for example, the worst drought in 40 years is currently driving 400,000 people into famine. But the summer of 2021 is showing us that nowhere is safe in the climate crisis era. In June, a village in western Canada briefly became one of the hottest places on Earth, just before 90% of it was destroyed by a wildfire. Days after the flooding in Europe, the Chinese province of Henan saw what officials called once-in-1,000-years rain, which flooded subway tunnels and drowned commuters.